Okay, so I've seen a lot of this coverage, of course, about Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton at Radio City. And it's not so much about the protesters, although I think that was very interesting in and of itself. But here's the thing. We're going to have a big rally. We're going to unite the party. We're going to show that everything is going well. And don't get me wrong, Radio City is no slouch. But you notice that they probably can't do rallies the way Trump does rallies in terms of the numbers, in terms of the impact. And they had to have all three of these guys there. Joe Biden's not going to draw a huge rally at all. In fact, at a lot of these things, it seems like there's not a whole lot of people to begin with. I don't know, friends. Do you think it's kind of shades of Hillary Clinton? You know, back in 2016 when Trump would have these enormous rallies and standing room only and people would overflow and they'd have to be, you know, out into some other area with the big screen and stuff like that. And Hillary had a really hard time actually drawing people in. I don't know, kind of feels like that at the same time. So you had to have the two other big heavy hitters, arguably, I think, in order to even try to make this thing work. And filling up a comparatively much smaller venue than President Trump does pretty much wherever he goes. All right, folks, welcome to the weekend edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you as we embark into our wonderful three-hour odyssey of radio as we go through the weekend here. And by the way, you may be hearing this program on a replay at a different time during the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, on one of our great radio affiliates, of course, distributed out by GCN. We want to say good morning to everybody at GCN this morning. They work very hard for the program, everybody. We appreciate them. And as I said, they distribute our show out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there. So whatever time you're hearing this broadcast, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message, whatever you're hearing about here on the program, if you'd like to opine, or if you have a question or comment, we do love to hear from you. We hear from a lot of people all over the place, and it's really easy to do. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. If you're with us live here this morning on Saturday morning as we get started at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, through 5 a.m. Eastern Time, you can give us a call, 949-822-7959. That number again, operators are standing by, 949-822-7959. And by the way, once again, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, and everybody, of course, listening to us, finding the program on TalkStream Live. And we're really excited about that as well. So welcome one, welcome all. We do have a lot to tell you about on the program this morning. We'll talk about, of course, the aftermath of the terrible accident in Baltimore earlier this week. But I want to start this morning with this article, this from Newsmax, The Remembering of Joe Lieberman. Former Vice President Al Gore and other political dignitaries remembered the late Joe Lieberman on Friday as a mensch who both bridged partisan political divides and wasn't afraid to go against mainstream political currents during a packed funeral service for the four-term U.S. senator, noting there is no English equivalent for the Yiddish term, being mensch. Gore, who ran for president on a Democrat ticket with Lieberman in the disputed 2000 election, told mourners at a synagogue in Stamford, Connecticut, that they could find its meaning just by looking at his former running mate, who passed away this week at the age of 82. And that was a very, that was, it was, number one, it was unexpected, regardless of what Joe Lieberman's age was. He seemed to be very vibrant just in the last few days leading up to his death. He was on the news, basically, talking about Israel. He was a staunch supporter of Israel. And I really valued his voice being out there about the U.S. Position on Israel and the fact that we need to support our strongest ally in the Middle East. And Joe Lieberman, again, we talked about this when the news had broke earlier in the week. Joe Lieberman seemed to be a very reasonable individual. He was a Democrat for so many years, lastly rounding out as an independent. But Joe Lieberman seemed to be the type of person that you could have coffee with, you could have a dinner with, you could talk and become friends and speak about the different political issues, your different political positions, and you might not agree on everything. You might not agree on a whole lot of things, but it would not be acrimonious. It would not be something that would absolutely sour the ability to have a good friendship. That's my perception of this. And we're kind of lost a lot of that. And it's very, very unfortunate. And especially in this day and age with the far left, the Democrat Party elite, pretty much putting their Republican opponents into the one position. There is only one thing you can think about Republicans if you're a Democrat Party elite, and that is you're trying to overthrow the government or something. You're trying to steal the democracy. You're trying to do all this stuff. So from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris to Adam Schiff running for senator out here in California, the word of the day is, you know, I've stood up against a president who tried to steal our democracy and this other kind of nonsense. But Joe Lieberman would never be caught doing the same kind of thing, I think. And that is most unfortunate. That feels almost like the passing of an era. But well remembered, well respected, and will be missed. Joe Lieberman died from complications of a fall at age 82. But folks, we are coming right back. We've got a lot to tell you about. And again, what about this fundraiser in New York? Was it, you know, they made a lot, but I think it's also very telling the trouble they're having. Stay with us, folks. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, I got to tell you, I really do wonder if they are very, very concerned over at the Biden campaign, you know, Biden for America or something like that, that, you know, it's very difficult for Joe Biden to fill a large capacity arena on his own, for one thing, compared to Donald Trump. And then also some of the clips, and it's my understanding that they didn't allow press inside and that the Biden campaign actually released, key clips or key photos or, you know, basically just, portions of what happened. Of course, they want to put it in its best light. It was a campaign event after all. But, from what I did see, I still got this impression that Joe Biden was still kind of meandering around or sort of searching around when he was, you know, speaking. And I think I caught a little bit of Obama and Clinton kind of like, okay, how's this going to go? What's he going to say? You know, this kind of thing. But again, what they were trying to do, and by the way, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are glad to be with you here on this weekend edition of the show. As always, 949-822-7959. If you're listening to us live here on Saturday morning. And of course, you can also always go over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And you can do that anytime. Throughout the weekend, however you're picking up this program. They wanted to do this as a real show of unity, basically. I mean, this is what it was all about. They're definitely trying to do that. I think they're also trying to fend off this notion that you could have a third party candidate, depending if RFK Jr., you know, continues to be able to get on ballots. You know, he's going to have to be on ballots in states in order to really make a huge difference. You can't win if you're not on the ballot, I guess. But I do think that they are worried about this. I think they are worried about inflation. And now we hear about the Fed you know, talking about how, you know, well, things are on track, you know, to get to the 2% inflation. But just the other day, I mean, somebody else is saying, well, we don't know if we're going to have the 2% inflation. You know, we talked with Chris Markowski on the program through the Monday through Friday edition. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website, by the way. And, you know, it's almost like, well, you know, eventually, as he was talking about a few days ago on the program, you know, they're probably going to get to the point where they say, you know, it's 2% is not really doesn't really have to be the goal. We can probably have, 3% or something like that, 3.5%. And they'll have to justify it some way. But I think everybody knows, and the market certainly thinks that all this is baked in, that there are going to be cuts. And, of course, if they really follow their protocol, let's just say things really weren't on track. You know, they'll say that they are. Maybe they are. You know, and that'll all change tomorrow, right? But let's just say that if things weren't on track and they could not actually reach, quote-unquote, their 2% goal. Well, I think the market already believes that they're going to cut it anyway. Only because, you know, number one, there's a lot of problems that will start happening if the interest rates remain where they are. And yes, some people have talked about, well, interest rates really are more normal, quote unquote, now than they were when they were next to nothing. And that was the aberration, according to some economists. But the very fact remains that, normal or not, if they stay where they are right now, we're going to see major problems, especially in commercial real estate, which includes, retail stores or places like that, but also multifamily, apartment buildings and things of that nature. If they can't refinance their properties and their mortgages go sky high overnight, in so many ways, there's no way to actually get enough money to run that apartment building, let's say. You can't take it out of the tenants anymore. You're already charging top dollar, and so you just can't come up with much more every month to meet your budget requirements, let alone pay the mortgage on the thing. So there's so many problems, and I think that, you know, the Fed looks ahead and is aware of that is going to happen. And so eventually they're going to have to do something about it. So, again, that's why I'm thinking that, you know, the markets already believe that this is already baked in. But again, it remains to be seen. But nevertheless, you've got this huge fundraiser that happened at Radio City Music Hall. And then they also have had at that time a lot of protests that happened as well. This from the AP. But also they raised some $26 million for his reelection campaign. And that's all going to make them happy. This is why they're all the smiles and the pictures and the smiling faces and things like that. But honestly, you know, they're saying, part of this report says, the mood at Radio City Hall was electric as Obama praised Biden's willingness to look for common ground. Folks, yeah, I clear my throat sarcastically at this moment. Can you tell me the common ground that Joe Biden has been looking for? Can you tell me the common ground that Joe Biden has been searching for? You know, we hear all the time about how President Trump is, if reelected, he's going to have unlimited powers. And, you know, somehow he will be endowed with unlimited powers upon election, and he will only usher in an authoritarian state. And he will steal our democracy. Our democracy will be over, and yada, 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 all that stuff, you know, wall to wall. But you tell me what common ground Joe Biden's been looking for. You tell me how I think what they're looking for is for everyone to just capitulate. I mean, honestly, you know, it's almost as if, you know, they if they just have more patience than you do, if they can just continue on with the same rhetoric, with the same kinds of fear factors that they instill in you. You know, you got to be afraid of this and afraid of that, and you'll be afraid of Donald Trump. And, you know, you'll be afraid of the economy, and you'll be afraid of this and afraid of Putin and afraid of everything, you know. And if they can just keep you afraid, as opposed to, here's how we deal with this. Here are the practical things that we could start doing. Oh, no, that's not them. That's more in the Trumpian column, isn't it? That's more in the Trump column of being able to come up with solutions or practical solutions to real problems, like trade with China, like foreign policy, like supporting Israel, like what's happening in Ukraine. And by the way, I'm going to say something that's going to be incredibly controversial. So I want you to hold on to something. I want you to just stick with me, because I haven't gone off the deep end. I haven't lost it. But just stick with me here. I'm going to say something incredibly controversial. Maybe NATO countries should pay what they owe. Oh, okay, now there I've done it. I've done it. You know, pull the lever. I've done it now. I've actually said something that's incredibly controversial. And yet that is also a practical solution to one of the major issues facing our country and our alliance, right? So it's okay to say that. I'm here to tell you it's all right. So I'm just going to declare this program a safe space to be able to say something like, well, if we have an alliance, we should everybody should contribute as they've agreed. I don't think that that's a terrible thing. And by the way, I don't think that if it hits the fan that somehow, and by the way, this is, you know, the things that President Trump says from time to time. Sometimes I wish he'd pick a different way of saying it, only because it would avoid controversy. But, you know, he's a negotiator. He's a negotiator. And he's also trying to show the very serious nature. So Trump didn't really say he wanted Putin to run amok through Europe. I mean, that's, again, ludicrous. The United States, at least under his leadership, or maybe somebody else, but maybe not Joe Biden, because Joe Biden has shown that, you know, well, we're with Israel, but maybe not. It all depends. What do the polls say today? Stay right there, folks. We've got a lot more. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery of the missing construction workers presumed dead is still the top priority at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
We need to continue to focus on recovery, because we have to bring a sense of closure to these families.
Speaking on Friday, Moore said the situation remains complex as crews work to clear the harbor to eventually get it back open. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing towards the Fed's 2% target goal. Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. Beware of fake eclipse glasses, experts warn. The American Astronomical Society advises using approved glasses sunglasses on April 8th, ensuring they're designed to block nearly all visible light. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Across the overnight hours in America, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. If you're with us live here on early Saturday morning, you're more than welcome to give us a call. First-time callers are always welcome, by the way. We are pretty harmless here on the program, and we're going to welcome your call, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959, if you'd like to opine this morning. But yes, direct messages, we get them, and we love to get them. And we got a lot of good messages throughout this last week broadcasting, and a lot of great calls as well, really mixing it up. And I'll tell you one thing, it is really great to know. It's really, really so super cool. that's the radio technical term, super cool to hear from people all around the country. And it really just kind of blows my mind. But first of all, we do get mail. Yes, we do, by email, and we get direct messages. But yeah, let's take a look at a couple here. We had a great question yesterday morning for Chris Markowski from Frederick, listening up in New York City. And he had a question about retirement, the retirement crisis, and this kind of thing. Pensions and Social Security could be inadequate to fulfill the needs of baby boomers. And so we asked Chris that question for him, and he chimed in here. Frederick chimed in and said, "Thanks, Kyle, for asking Chris about my inquiry. Always an informative answer, and I think I'll be in good shape moving forward. Have a great weekend." Well, thank you so much, Frederick. I hope that you have a great weekend as well. And it's always great to get some questions, especially for our great guests like Chris Markowski or Frank Silvato, and, of course, Denise Simon as well. And we've got Patrick Hyland on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on Wednesdays, we've got Brandon Rimes, a host of the Consumer QB show on AM 860. And then also on Thursdays, we talk with Jimmy T. Smith. and he's from Concerned Veterans for America, cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. You want to go over there and check them out. They do all kinds of great things to advocate and help our vets, but also advocating for great public policy as well. So you definitely want to check them out, and it's always a great time talking with Jimmy T. Smith. So, again, questions, comments, anything like that, we love to hear from you via kylewarrenshow.com, direct message. And let's take a look at a couple of direct messages this morning. We got, first off, we got Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And he writes in, says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees and a beautiful sunny day yesterday. Sorry to hear about Lieberman's death. Yes, me too, of course. So many of us. He says, have a great weekend. Get refueled for next week. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you. I'm going to take that advice. And, you know, we've got the deluge coming later on early Saturday morning here, and then also Saturday and a lot of Easter Sunday, we understand as well. But yes, that's exactly my intent. Try to get refueled for the next week, and I appreciate it so much, Richard. Semper Fi right back at you. We've also got a great message here from listener Joan, and she's up in Seattle. Listening on GCN, by the way. And she says, the only thing missing from that outrageous fundraiser, right, the Biden-Obama-Clinton fundraiser, was a big Chinese balloon. Right. Okay, I'm going to start again. The only thing missing from that outrageous fundraiser was a big Chinese balloon floating over the venue, dragging a banner that said, vote for Joe. Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly what it should have been. She says, all kidding aside, I feel the president should have been paying his respects to the fallen officer. And again, this is from listener Joan up in Seattle. And, you know, Joan, I couldn't agree more. I really can't. I started the program yesterday, and throughout the hours, draw this juxtaposition of the tale of two presidents. And the tale of two presidents is essentially you've got Joe Biden, and then you've also got former President Donald Trump. So Joe Biden goes to New York to do this ridiculous, you know, like how you put it, the outrageous fundraising thing. But then we've also got President Trump, who went to New York to go to the funeral, the services of a slain New York police officer, Jonathan Diller, 31 years old, leaves behind a widow and a one-year-old son. And this is exactly the place that President Trump should have been. It calls attention to so many aspects of literally what's going wrong in our country today. And the juxtaposition of Joe Biden taking pictures with Obama and Clinton for $100,000 a pop and living it up and, you know, entertainment, you name it, at Radio City Music Hall is a real telling thing, I think. Incredibly telling. And this is, you know, the death of the officer is in and of itself a huge tragedy. So I don't want to bring the politics into it as much, only because, again, this is something that should unite us and not divide us. But I would say this. I would say the campaign commercials are already being edited together, showing these different images. President Trump arriving and speaking outside to reporters. And then you've got Biden and Obama and Clinton sort of living it up. The difference couldn't be more stark. Let's listen to what President Trump had to say outside of those services for Jonathan Diller, the slain New York police officer.
What happened is such a sad event, such a horrible thing, and it's happening all too often, and we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug, and the person in the car with him was arrested many times. And they don't learn because they don't respect They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them, and this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, and doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often. It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here. But this is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place, and to take place so often. So
he's exactly right, isn't he? That's President Trump. Sort of an extended audio clip there, but we wanted you to hear his remarks. And it's exactly, he's exactly right on the mark, isn't he? It's so difficult to watch this kind of thing happen. This, you know, should never have happened. But now, of course, you know, you couple this particular act of violence with the ongoing acts of violence or crime that's happening in our nation right now as we speak, but also at the southern border of what happened in El Paso a few days ago, where they broke through the fencing and began to assault the uniformed National Guards guardsmen right there at that time, you know. And then I understand they caught nine. I think they're going to be charging at least nine people, the last report I saw anyway, for that. But still, this was something that, hey, it's just the deterrent is going away. The thought is now thinkable to do these kinds of things and, you know, assault the National Guard, uniform National Guard at the border, because you just want to come across the border. It's now, they are now punching women on the street in New York City. My friends, you know, this is, again, crime's leveling off. It's all leveling off. Now, does it look like it's leveling off to you? Stay right there, everybody. We are coming right back. Much more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, and we're already having fun, and it continues on for another couple of hours as well. Weekend show being just 1 hour shorter than the weekday show, so we go from 2 to 5 a.m. instead of 2 to 6 a.m., but nevertheless, we try to pack a lot of fun into those 3 hours. And we always have a great time doing it. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message. You can also check out the live streams for the program. The Wizards at GCN have created the live link for us, the GCN live link right there. And it's always going to be playing the current program. And then when we go live, it'll automatically switch and you'll hear us go live. So if you want to continue to check out the program through the day or through the evening as you're waiting for the show to come on, you can always listen to the previous program until we go live. So I think that's pretty darn cool. So definitely check it out, KyleWarrenShow.com. You can also check out how you can get the podcast of the program, and you can just find out all sorts of great things like that. And so we do encourage you to visit over there, KyleWarrenShow.com. All right. Well, of course, in this part of the program, we typically will take a look at the national weather in hour number one, hour number two, first segment of the program, a little before the top of the hour. And then also, for if you're new to the program, we also love to play a great song that is going to kind of help you go through the overnight hours, or if you're doing something else on the weekend, gives you kind of a boost of energy, gives you a boost of a little something to keep on going, doing whatever you're doing. So especially in the overnights, if you're in law enforcement, if you are a first responder, if you're working a shift, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, whatever it is that you're doing, in the overnight hours. We're glad to be along for the ride with you, no matter what's happening. And we hope to be able to kind of keep you going, as we said. That's kind of our charter here on the show. And but at any rate, folks, so this morning, you know, let's do a little. This is actually a live version. This is a live version of AC/DC, and it's a little song called "Shoot to Thrill." It's kind of cool. Up and it will keep you going whatever you're doing this weekend. This is a live version, by the way, and it absolutely sounds terrific, doesn't it? I gotta tell you, AC/DC can really do what it needs to do live, and so I thought that was that's a pretty good shot in the arm this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, whatever it is that you're doing this weekend, whenever you're picking up this program. So there you are. There you are. Courtesy, of course, there of AC/DC. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you here as we go through the weekend edition of the program. Let's take a look here real quick at what we see happening on the National Weather Service as we move along here. I can tell you, in Southern California, the atmospheric river is coming this way. Okay, that's just, you know, it's not good. You know, people have battened down their hatches. This is what's happening. And, of course, this is happening on the West Coast as well. But for Southern California, definitely. And by the way, the rain is now starting to fall. As I looked out the window during the part of the song there, it's starting to fall. So here we go. Here we go. But here we go with the national weather. Heavy rains, isolated flash flooding, for portions of central to southern California. Yep, while heavy snows likely in the Sierra. That's right. There's been a lot of snow, especially up at a place called Big Bear and the other mountain resorts and ski resorts in California. It's been a lot, from what I understand. Record low maximum temperatures possible across Southern California and the Southwest this weekend. Heavy snows possible Friday night and early Saturday across northern Maine. Wintry weather to spread eastward this weekend from the northern Rockies into the northern plains. And much above average temperatures for the Easter weekend from the central to southern plains east across the mid to lower Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and into the southeast. So you definitely want to be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece. And just taking a look at some of the precipitation right now, yes, we see all that starting to come in north of Los Angeles, but it goes also just actually heading into Los Angeles proper, it looks like. But then also in north of L.A., it's going to head up through Bakersfield. Then we've also got this churning basically off the coast of San Francisco. But up near Reno, our friends in Reno this morning, looks like you've got snow. Definitely snow coming over the border on the California side. This is I-80, so this would be Donner Pass. Lots and lots of snow hitting there right now. Also, if you're heading out of Reno in towards Winnemucca up I-80, you've got rain and rain mixed with snow there. So be careful. Salt Lake City's got rain and snow in the area. This is going to go north up towards Logan as well. Twin Falls, Idaho, looks like you've got all kinds of rain in that area. Milwaukee, Chicago, down into the northern part of Indiana, Lafayette. You've got all kinds of rain and also lightning. This is going to be over in the Freeport and Dubuque area as well. Looks like we've got a lot of lightning strikes or a lot of lightning reported on the map there as well. So be careful out there, everybody. As I said, we want you to get there in one piece. And then also sort of rounding this out, let's see here. And just in terms of precipitation, band running down diagonally from the northwest to the southeast of Ohio, Lima, Zanesville, you've got rain, at least right now, heading into Saturday morning. And then up in the UP of Michigan, this is going to be in the western part of the UP, basically. We see some snow there on the radar. So, folks, stay right there because we're going to climb up to the top of the hour. We're going to hear the top of the hour news, of course, get updated on everything. We'll come back and we'll talk about everything. So don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. Stay right there. Get some hot coffee, hot chocolate, snack food, something as we head into hour number two, because hour number one is now in the books.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So if you want to be part of the White House Easter egg roll, There are many rules about the eggs themselves. It's pretty big laundry list of rules of things that you can and you can't have on the Easter eggs. Get this, folks. You can't have any kind of overt religious imagery on the Easter eggs. For Easter? I'm just saying. Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number two is upon us here for the weekend show. If you're just joining us, of course, welcome. We are so glad to be here with you this morning, and of course, maybe this afternoon or evening, depending on when you're hearing the weekend edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program, if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to leave us a direct message. And we've already heard from Richard the Marine. We've also heard from listener Joan listening up in Seattle this morning. And we're glad to hear from you guys, because I'll tell you what, it's going to be, well, first of all, I do want to wish everybody a happy Easter. We got a really nice call the other night, middle of the week, as I recall, real nice listener from, I believe, the Tampa area, and saying, hey, just wanted to call up and wish you a happy Easter week. And that really kind of made my day. I really appreciated that. So, again, and thanks, because I've gotten other well wishes as well via direct message. So thank you so much. And, of course, we hope everybody out there is going to have a happy Easter this weekend. We will tell you about these eggs. This from Fox News. Let's see here. Children of the National Guard are prohibited from submitting religious Easter egg designs for the 2024 Celebrating National Guard Families Art Event at the White House. The art contest is part of the White House's Easter traditions, which include the annual Easter egg roll. The flyer for the contest states that the Easter egg design submission must not include any questionable content, religious symbols, or overtly religious themes or partisan political statements. MAGA, or of course, if it was Joe for president, it'd be, look how sweet, look how wonderful, look how beautiful this is. As part of the White House Easter egg traditions, America's egg farmers for nearly 50 years have proudly presented an intricately decorated commemorative Easter egg to the First Lady of the United States. In 2021, the White House expanded on this longstanding tradition by displaying youth-designed Easter eggs in the White House East Colonnade, the flyer explains. Anyway, it goes on to talk about this. Children are asked to design eggs with images based on their own lives. Selected designs representing the unique experience and stories of National Guard children will be brought to life on real hen eggs by talented egg artists. Well, that sounds wonderful. Children also can't promote material that promotes, quote, and get this, folks. Have you ever had kids have a real problem in making eggs that exhibited bigotry, racism, hatred, or harm against any group or individual, or promotes discrimination based on race, gender, religion, nationality, disability, sexual orientation, or age in their designs? So you know what that means? First of all, I don't know any kids that have this problem it's like, okay, children, we don't want any bigotry or racism. And I'm telling you, it's a weird world we live in. But if they can't do it based on age, that means that no kids can submit eggs that say Old Joe or something like that. Okay, well, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Backgammon Bob calling us early here on this Saturday morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning, Kyle. Did you notice that Trump, when he visited that fallen policeman's ceremony or whatever, I guess you call it a ceremony, I'm not sure.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, he also said a lot of good things about the policeman, but in addition to that fact, he also donated something to their family and did did several nice things for them. And I think that something like this, that they should... commercials for Trump or ads for Trump should show a lot of the good things. There are several good things I've seen on the internet that he's done some very nice things for people. In other words, show the other side of Trump. and show that how he is, can be very nice, empathetic, and all that, like the liberals seem to tout that they are the only ones to do anything like that.
Indeed. Well, I would think that that is the version of Trump that everybody kind of knew before the Democrats decided to demonize him into being the personification of the Antichrist or something. Everybody knew Trump. Trump helped everybody. He helped firefighters, police. He helped people that were just down on their luck. And yeah. That's exactly the kind of person he is. Yes.
I think that's been forgotten. A lot of the needs to be emphasized, and also would help also bring more people over to the Republican Party, too. Just that type of thing. People that are on the fence, the borderline independents, that type of thing. People.
Well, that's exactly right, because a lot of that has been forgotten. But instead, what they want to do is cut him out of movies. You know, if he was in Home Alone 2 or something, we got to cut that scene where he, has a bit part there really quick, because, you know, we don't want to show him in a good light. Exactly.
No, I definitely agree with things need to be done anyway.
Yep, indeed.
All right.
Well, thank you, Beck and Bob. Appreciate the call. I'm sure we'll talk to you again here real soon. Take care. Happy Easter.
See you there. Bye.
Thanks. All right. That was Backgammon Bob, everybody. And yeah, he has a great point. In fact, I recall there was a big backlash against Jimmy Fallon, if I recall correctly, who had Trump on The Tonight Show. And I think the backlash went something like this. You helped to humanize Donald Trump. See, that's even where we were back in those times. You helped to humanize him. And that is a no-no. That is verboten. But yes, Donald Trump has always been there for, as I said, firefighters, police, first responders, but also, of course, just people who have been down on their luck or people who had a terrible tragedy. And yes, that you can humanize him because guess what? He's human. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
Third Watch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner?
Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Well, that's exactly right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you this morning here on the weekend edition of the program. And I got to tell you, it's flying by, as always. The rain is coming in to Southern California as we speak. And it looks like it's going to be a deluge over Saturday and most of Easter Sunday, it seems like. But wherever you are across the country, hope that you got some great Easter plans and that the weather will be more cooperative for you, of course. I'll give you a full report, of course, from Rain Central here when we come back on the Monday morning edition. But folks, welcome back, 949-822-7959. If you're listening here during our live portion of the program early Saturday morning, and if you're hearing it at a different time during the weekend or on podcast or repeat, you're always welcome to head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. We always do love hearing from you. Well, I'll tell you this. When we saw what was happening earlier in the week to the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, we were right in the middle of the segments there with Denise Simon, who will be with us here, by the way, in just a little bit for the weekend show. And I saw this the video of the bridge collapsing and so forth. So we started to find out everything we could about what was happening at that moment. That was in hour number four, then hour number five. Hour number three, then hour number four, the 5 o'clock hour. We kind of went wall to wall, as we typically will when we do have a major breaking story that's affecting a lot of people and certainly of major national interest. We will try to find out everything that we can and bring that to you because we're a live program in the overnights in America. So even if something happens overseas, something happens in the United States, we want to bring it to you as fast as is humanly possible. There was a lot of speculation going on at that moment. We didn't have a lot of the facts, of course, that came out later in the next couple of days. But one of the things that's coming out that's now starting to come out is what was in this ship. It's called the Dolly. It's about 1,000 feet long, about 157 feet wide. This major cargo ship, which was on its way to Sri Lanka, Singapore flagged. This was, just the terrible tragedy with the loss of life. It's something that is so devastating that you can't even put it into words. But we know now more about what was in the black box, or the recorder, evidently. This from USA Today. Details from the moments leading up to the devastating Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse were discovered in the cargo ship's black box voyage data recorder, or VDR, as the pilot tried to alert authorities to the oncoming disaster. Again, the Dolly, a 984-foot Singapore-flagged vessel, reportedly lost power while transitioning out of Baltimore Harbor and struck the bridge at about 1:27 a.m. On Tuesday. National Transportation Safety Board said the bridge, a nearly 2-mile critical artery in East Coast shipping, crashed into the Patapsco River within seconds. And that was also something, my friends, that was just absolutely unbelievable to behold, that it just fell down. It literally within a few seconds. One report described it falling apart like a toy. It just blows your mind to think that something that would appear to be so strong would suddenly collapse like that. But the physics involved, helps to explain some of it, I'm sure, depending on where the loads were. And then you take away that column, basically, and then everything else, it can't hold because it's designed to stay up the way that it's built, right? It's not designed to stay up, with such massive damage. But local, state, and federal officials established a unified command in response to the collapse. On Thursday, the command announced it had paused dive operations and vehicle recovery due to hazardous conditions in the river from the wreckage. A 22-member crew of the Dolly has remained on board since the crash. Coast Guard spokesperson Cynthia Oldham previously told USA Today. No one on the ship was injured. 8 construction workers were fixing potholes on the bridge when it collapsed. 2 of them survived, and the others are presumed dead. I believe they've already recovered, at least as far as I know, is that it was, I think they've only recovered 2 of those victims at this time. Some experts estimate the bridge will take 2 years to rebuild, and it cost at least $350 million. Depending on the condition of the structure's foundation underwater. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said Thursday the first $60 million in federal funds for emergency work has been approved. Now, on Tuesday, the Coast Guard recovered the audio and provided it to NTSB officials. Investigator Marshall Muse said in a news conference on Wednesday night, roughly 6 hours of VDR, or voyage data recorder, was provided to the NTSB from midnight to 6 a.m. Tuesday, he said a group of experts will conduct an in-depth analysis, of course, of the audio, which has not been publicly released, by the way. The timeline, this is where this data is going to be so crucial, right? The timeline provided by federal officials provides that the most detailed account yet of the moments leading up to the disaster, and will be the focus for investigators as they try to understand what caused the tragedy and how it could be prevented. Now, I don't want to muse about this too much, but I have seen in the past, of course, there's some very interesting documentaries about how plane crashes happen, for example, or how other, major disasters occur. And a lot of times it's not just one thing. A lot of times it can be a progression of things, or a progression of bad choices, or even one bad choice that sends you on into an unrecoverable problem. Whether it be, you take the ferry boats loaded with 1,000 passengers and so forth, you take them through the wrong part of the river, or whatever it might be, or the inlet, and you end up running aground and the ship starts sinking. And, it's things like this where, if they always can kind of track it back and go, if they didn't do this right here, at this moment, probably could have been okay, this kind of thing. Or sometimes it's a confluence of events because there are mechanical issues. There's a failure that leads to something else, and then it's catastrophic. Now, we do know that this ship was had engine maintenance done while in port, so that's also going to be looked at. Now, the individual here, the investigator, says that several alarms were heard on the recording just before 1:25 a.m., followed by about a minute later by steering commands and rudder orders. At 1:26 and 39 seconds, the pilot on duty made a radio call for assistance to tugboats in the area, and 45 seconds later ordered the port anchor dropped. At 1:27 and 25 seconds, the pilot said on a radio call that Dolly, the ship, had lost power and was nearing the bridge. Around that same time, the officer on duty for the Maryland Transportation Authority told officers who were at both ends of the bridge for the road repairs to close traffic, which likely saved lives. Yes, indeed. At 1:29 and 33 seconds, as the powerless dolly was drifting at 8 miles an hour, the VDR recorded sounds consistent with the collision of the bridge, he said. 6 seconds later, the pilot reported to the Coast Guard that the bridge was down. And again, this is an unbelievable footage and video to behold of this thing happening. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy noted the ship's VDR is a basic system compared to an aircraft's black box, providing only a snapshot of the major systems on a vessel. She said the agency has long wanted more information to be recorded. Now, you could probably bet your bottom dollar at this point that if that is in fact the case, that you will see legislation introduced very soon or in a very, very big way that's going to mandate you're going to have to recover a lot more data in these black boxes. There's no doubt about that. So we'll watch for that, of course, and maybe hopefully we'll help to prevent some kind of future problems, given the idea they could have more information to work with if, God forbid, an accident does occur. But for right now, of course, you know, our thoughts, our prayers, our hearts go out to those who whose families, those who had lost their lives, to their families, to their loved ones. It's just a terrible tragedy, and we are grieving with them as this all unfolds. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. The weekend edition continues. We are coming right back, so stay right there.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery of the missing construction workers presumed dead is still the top priority at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
We need to continue to focus on recovery because we have to bring a sense of closure to these families.
Speaking on Friday, Moore said the situation remains complex as crews work to clear the harbor to eventually get it back open. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing towards the Fed's 2% target goal. Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. Beware of fake eclipse glasses, experts warn. The American Astronomical Society advises using approved glasses on April 8th, ensuring they're designed to block nearly all visible light. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
So, crusading New York Attorney General Letitia James, you know, she crusaded against Donald Trump and I think wanted to spend all of her time trying to get Donald Trump. Well, there's some pressure now about Letitia James. Maybe she needs to also go out and prosecute comedian Jon Stewart, evidently, for overvaluing a property. We'll tell you about that here in just a moment. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the show. It is the weekend edition of the show, and we're glad to be with you, of course. And you can head over to our home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you want to send us a direct message. If you're with us live this morning, 949-822-7959 is the number. This from Breitbart, New York Attorney General Letitia James is facing mounting pressure to prosecute comedian Jon Stewart after it was revealed that he overvalued his Manhattan home, the same so-called, quote, offense, unquote, for which James is prosecuting former President Donald Trump. Representative Mike Collins, Republican of Georgia, radio host Andrew Wilkow, and Trump attorney Alina Haba are among those calling for Tish, quote, unquote, to show that no one is above the law. Jon Stewart was recently found to have overvalued his Tribeca duplex by more than 800% when selling it back in 2014. The embarrassing revelation comes after the comedian used Monday's episode of Comedy Central's The Daily Show, which he's returned to, I believe. I think it's just the one day a week. I think it's Monday that he's coming back to that. That's what I read anyway. To claim that Trump was lying when valuing his own properties. So evidently, is this what Jon Stewart was saying? That Trump was, you know, overvaluing his properties, just lying about them. Now, Stewart has egg on his face with pressure building on James to ensure the equal application of the law. Okay. Representative Collins recently posted that he is looking forward to Letitia James sending the NYPD to haul Jon Stewart to jail and seize his property. you know, radio host Andrew Wilkow voiced a similar sentiment. Attorney Alina Haba called on her to hold Stewart to the same standard as she is holding Trump. Well, don't you think, my friends, that it wouldn't just be John Stewart? I mean, honestly, you know, Letitia James could probably prosecute, and I'm just, this isn't me talking, right? This is, you know, we've had several audio clips from Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank fame, basically saying, look, this whole thing was just a farce, and that's my word that I'm using, just paraphrasing him. But basically, he was just saying this was the whole thing was just screwed up. This was you have real estate developers every single day trying to put their properties in the best light possible. There's nothing wrong with that. They're trying to come to terms with the buyer or a bank, if they're trying to use it to secure a loan, maybe a construction loan, and they come to these different terms. And they make an agreement, okay? They make an agreement, my friends. And, you know, but this whole thing is Trump just, he filled out a bunch of forms and said, okay, this property's worth this, this property's worth that, this property, okay. And the bank went, okay, thank you, Mr. Trump. Here's your money, sir. It doesn't work like that. We all know that. So I don't know that we know the details too much of this. Of this real estate transaction back in 2014, but if somebody bought it, you know, I'm telling you, it's incumbent upon banks and sellers and buyers to all do their due diligence. Like if you were going to go buy a car that somebody had listed for sale, what's one of the first, and if it's a, you know, used car that a private party might have listed for sale, or even you might see it at a dealership, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to look at the blue book value, right? And in other words, you're going to start doing some kind of research that is going to shed light on what is this vehicle really worth? What should it be worth? What are other people paying for this same vehicle? And then you can go to that private party and you can say, I see you have your, you know, 1989 Dodge Caravan or something listed at $6,000. Well, I just booked this thing out. It's really worth $3,500. I saw another one that just sold for $3,000. So, you know, maybe we'll do business at that level, but we're not going to do business at $6,000. And the buyer can the seller can simply say something like, well, I don't want to sell. I'm not going to let it go. I won't let it go for anything less than $4,500. You know, and then you just negotiate. And then finally you sell the vehicle. And that's it. You've bought it or you sold it, and this was the agreement. Was that illegal? I don't think so. But at any rate, this is going to be very, very interesting, as Sergeant Schultz might say. Right? Very interesting, I think. I think that was Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes, right? He also said, or was it Colonel Klink said the very interesting? Somebody will know out there, and they'll let me know. I know that. But I do know that Sergeant Schultz would say, I see nothing, I know nothing, I see nothing. I remember that much. But at any rate, it is very interesting indeed. but, you know, so what's going to have to happen is Letitia James is going to say, oh, my gosh, okay, now there's another case out there that, you know, by all accounts, I should be pursuing because I made such a big deal out of what Donald Trump did or what we say he did. And this was the whole crux of the matter. And then we're trying to seize his properties because, oh, by the way, I think John Stewart, and I don't have anything against him, you know, but what I'm saying is in the context of this story, you know, it's only fair that he gets a $355 million judgment against him. And with interest, it would be more like half a billion. And if he wants to appeal, that's all I'm saying. But, of course, you know, Letitia James is the one who's going to be in the hot seat here because she's going to have to be the one to say, well, we just wanted to prosecute Trump. You know, that's because that is the answer. That is the answer. We just wanted to prosecute Trump. That was the only reason we did this. And not because of some larger, law crusading thing that we're doing to make sure the public is safe. You know, that's has nothing to do with reality, right? And which, by the way, there is this world that people like Letitia James and the far left and the, you know, they're gonna get Trump, and they sort of make it up as they go along, and they have this wonderful vision of seizing the properties and putting a padlock on Trump Tower and taking his name off and all this stuff. And that's like a fantasy land that they live in. But the rest of us, you and me, you know, we have to live in the real world. We have to live in the real world where things cost more. We have to live in the real world of, you know, well, we better get our act together and get this thing done. Otherwise, it's not going to work out, you know. But the far left, the Democrat Party elite, they live in a fantasy land called, who cares what's happening out there as long as we get reelected. They live in a fantasy land of who cares what's happening out there, because our private security and walls, I might add, walls and gates and cameras and all kinds of stuff, you know, that keeps us safe. You know, we're not going to worry. I mean, I'm not going to worry about walking down the streets of New York City because I got my security all around me. I'm fine. It's like a Roman phalanx is just going to go through this street, and the soldiers will be all around, and they're just going to protect me, right? Well, that might be true for the elite, the Democrat Party elite, but it's not true for you or I. And I did see, and I mentioned this story earlier, right? I did see a report earlier on the fact that women are being randomly punched in the face as they walk down the streets of New York City. I don't know where you go from there. What is the solution to that? I mean, yes, I understand. I think more police and enforcement and all this kind of stuff. But eventually, you know, people are going to say, well, that's it. I can't walk down the street with some basic expectation that you wouldn't be randomly punched in the face to get a concussion and other terrible things that have happened. I mean, I got to tell you, folks, you know, in a very short period of time, things have declined or just gone downhill. Stay right there, folks, because we're not going to be doom and gloom. We know how to fix these things, and we're going to keep doing it when we come back. We've got a great song lined up. We'll be talking with Denise Simon as well. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
One of the things I love about this program is that we, number one, we tell you what's going on, and we do, try to give you the best point of view we can give you, obviously. And then also, of course, we have a lot of fun. That's another great aspect of the program, because especially if you're working and doing stuff in the overnights across America, it shouldn't be dull. We need to be able to have fun. We need to laugh, not just a little, but hopefully a lot, because so many of the things that we're talking about are so absurd that, you know, laughter is a natural sort of outgrowth of that. And so, yeah, we're going to laugh. We're going to tell it like it is. And we're not going to get down, and we're not going to get doom and gloom about things. We're just telling it like it is. And we know that we've got great solutions. We know that we've got great ideas from the conservative point of view. We've got better ideas. And unfortunately, the left can make a lot of noise, and they can do a lot of steamrolling, and they can do a lot of narrative setting. But, you know, again, it's the marketplace of ideas. We fear not the marketplace of ideas here on this program, and we're glad that you're along with us. So we do. We have great discussions. We have a lot of fun, and we also have some great music as well. We have some great music on this program, and that's one of our hallmarks. And so this morning, we had a pretty good rocker with the AC/DC hour number one for the song to keep us going through the overnight hours or whatever you're doing on the weekend, whatever you're hearing this show. And so this is another one's kind of a rocker. It's by Journey. You might be familiar with it, but it's, you know, so we're just going to kind of keep the rock and roll motif going this morning. This is a great song. This is off Frontiers, which is an amazing, amazing Journey album. And, of course, Steve Perry with them back then. This is a cool song called Chain Reaction. right. Some Journey. Back in the day. Chain Reaction from Frontiers. I can remember listening to that album all the time. And there are some great big hits on that album, by the way. Separate Ways was on that. Send Her My Love. And, of course, Fatefully was on that album as well, and kind of became a ubiquitous kind of radio hit. But a great song, you know, in and of itself, a great sort of love song about being out on the road and everything. And something, though, too, back in those days, you know, there were, the music videos were starting to really kind of come into their own. And I remember the story hearing back then. Back then, again, there was no internet and this kind of stuff. You just had to pick things up or read it in magazines or things like that. And one of the cool things about Journey and their song Fatefully was that they hired NFL Films, if I recall correctly, at that time, NFL Films to come in and film their concerts. And because mostly it's a concert type video, and they did this for a specific reason, and that was because they felt that the camera operators for NFL Films were really good at following the action, anticipating the action, and filming the action of whatever it was, that special thing that was happening at that moment. So that's why that particular music video of theirs has such a great sort of cinematic quality to it. Anyway, a little bit of trivia there. But I'll tell you what, it's now time here on the Weekend Edition, folks, to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Happy weekend, Denise.
Happy weekend. Happy Easter.
And happy Easter. Absolutely. And by the way, I want to thank Wally for sending me a great message for Good Friday. I really appreciate it, Wally, very, very much. And you know, Denise, of course, this is a very, very special time of year. And Easter has come fairly early, it seems, this year. It's actually in March.
Barely.
That's right. It's barely in March. But still, you know, it's like all of a sudden when Easter rolls around, it's kind of like, okay, you know, we're already through a good part of the year already. And it's really something. But
it goes fast.
It does, doesn't it? Because just it feels like yesterday we were talking about it being a brand new year. And here we are. But Denise, obviously, there's a lot to talk about here on this Easter weekend. People, of course, were remembering Joe Lieberman, of course, at his services. Al Gore got up and talked about him and so forth. But, you know, we talked about a little bit earlier in the week when we got the sad news about Joe Lieberman. But it still does kind of feel like, you know, something is missing now in terms of having that calm voice that could discuss problems without it becoming acrimonious.
Well, that was a great word, acrimonious, mm-hmm. Because that's what everything seems to be full of. And he was kind of an equalizer. You know, when there came to be discussions and debates on issues and topics and legislation and scandals and that kind of thing, he was very much of an equalizer. So people with those talents are suddenly fleeting, especially when they're no longer with us.
Well, indeed. And I did see something, and maybe you saw the same thing when Joe Biden paid tribute to him. He didn't really mention Joe Lieberman's unwavering support for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Because these days we don't want to go there, evidently.
Yeah. I mean, we have an administration that, you know, through several agencies, especially the State Department. Somebody resigned from the State Department this week because of their anti-Israel. But I don't know if you saw that. You know, there's an Easter egg art contest at the White House, and they put out a decree that it can't have religious symbols.
Yeah, I did see that.
What?
Yeah. For Easter? I hate to remind them, it's Easter, yeah. That is really something, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're climbing up to the top of the hour news, and we'll talk more about this as well, because, yeah, it's definitely It's unbelievable. But stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you, coming back with Denise Simon right after the news.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
So, you know, just recently we heard that Joe Biden got really mad at some of his staff or people around him because of his poll numbers and how he's handling the Israel-Hamas war and so forth. Well, we just got a news story saying that Biden is now starting to get irritated about how the press is dealing with the polls. Saying he, you know, essentially they're not showing the ones where he's doing better and this kind of thing. But I got to tell you, folks, I don't sense overconfidence. I do sense that they know something's wrong. Otherwise, why would they bring in Clinton and Obama and have this huge thing at Radio City Music Hall, which, by the way, and I'm going to ask Denise Simon here in just a moment, as we welcome you to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of this hour, and you can always head over to kylewarrenshow.com, my home website, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, especially if you have a question or comment for Denise. But let's go ahead and bring in Denise Simon again. From founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning and happy Easter again, Denise.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Absolutely. Well, you know, this thing that happened at Radio City Music Hall, I was thinking about this earlier because I was watching some of the recaps of it, and I thought, well, yeah, Radio City Music Hall is pretty cool. You know, I mean, it's a storied place, but you know, Joe Biden couldn't do the rallies that Donald Trump does. I mean, they have a comparatively small venue to where Trump could go to a much larger venue, let's say, to have a major rally.
I've been to two of Trump's rallies. And it isn't even so much that Trump is up speaking. It's there are other people often that are there too with him that are not speaking to kind of fill in the gap. They're there in solidarity. But the cool thing is the people that you're with when you go to one of those rallies.
Mm-hmm.
You're among friendlies, and it's comforting. That, you know, I mean, we're in such a world of hate that it's comforting to be around a crowd of 20,000 or 30,000, whatever the number may be, where you have some sense of, oh, God, you're not in this alone kind of thing.
Right.
But when it comes to Biden at Radio City Music Hall, it's really kind of fascinating to me that quite frankly, I would be somewhat embarrassed that I couldn't get through some kind of an event on my own.
Right.
And that I think is really the reason that you had the two other presidents there, because he can't get through this stuff on his own. It's almost like they had to explain things for him. They're picking up the slack.
And what do you think about this too? I mean, Obama to some degree I can see, but Bill Clinton, you know, Clinton seems to be,
he kind of looked like a fish out of water.
Exactly, exactly right, because Clinton is kind of far removed from, you know, what Biden and Obama have been about. I mean, I guess they're all on the same team and this kind of thing. But Bill Clinton was the guy who came out and declared the era of big government is over, you know, and had to work with Newt Gingrich and this kind of stuff. It was a very different time. It's not that long ago, but it seems like a million years ago.
Well, it would be interesting to get on social media and just say, okay, Obama, you were there with Biden, so do you agree with, and then start going down all the things. You know, you want us, America, to reelect Biden. That means that you condone the Afghan withdrawal. Is that okay? You condone the fact that he, you know, lies constantly, like taking a train across the bridge that collapsed. Is that okay with you? What can you tell us about all of the things that happened in Ukraine and Romania and China while he was vice president? You good with all that? I mean, you good with, you know, 13 million people coming across that southern border and his policies there? I mean, this could be a very interesting situation here that, you know, push back and say, you know, shame on you guys.
You're exactly right about that. And because it does seem to be kind of forced, you know, in so many ways. And the only reason they're there is, like you said, to pick up the slack, to bring the star power there. And, you know, it's not one big happy family. You know, they're trying to project, that they're unified. But I think it's much worse behind the scenes than we could think.
Well, let me say it this way. Behind the scenes, they've already, it's kind of like an alcoholic. They've already admitted they've got a problem, okay? So what's going on behind the scenes, as far as I'm concerned, is plotting. So that's the part that has me very concerned. What are they cooking up here? That's the part that I don't like.
No, and I appreciate when you say that very, very much, because the idea, if I'm reading you right here, is, you know, they're doing everything they can to prop up Joe, get Joe reelected. But what happens after that? you know, if he has to step down for health reasons, then we got Kamala Harris. Is she just a better puppet in that case?
Well, I mean, she'll toe the line.
Yeah,
she'll do what she's told.
Yep. I think you're on to something there. All right.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Exactly. Well, Denise Simon, stay right there, because we are coming right back, folks. Weekend Edition is flying by. And we are going to be talking more about this, plus much, much more. Open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back with Denise Simon.
Third Watch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day.
Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Kyle Wong. Red skies at night. Well, we want to say hello this morning to everybody listening, of course, on AM860, everybody listening on GCN, GCN Network, of course, and everybody listening on TalkStream Live as well. Glad to have you with us. Glad to have you on board. If you're finding the program on TalkStream Live, welcome. And we're glad that you're there. And someone else we're glad who's there, obviously, is Denise Simon. And we've got Denise Simon here from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And once again, welcome back to the show, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
You know, we got a quick message here from driver Ron in Denver. And he says, good morning, Kyle. Greetings from the Mile High City. He says he went to bed last night with some atmospheric drizzle, but fearing a third consecutive weekend of heavy, wet snow, but left for work about an hour ago, and it looks like the skies are clearing. Anything in the forecast for our area? Well, we were able to sort of check that out, and it does look like Ron, that you've got maybe some clouds, you know, kind of partly cloudy today on Saturday, partly sunny, they're saying, on Sunday with showers late in the day. But then Monday, this is where the rain mixed with snow comes back fairly early. So you're going to see a temperature drop as well from the low 60s to the high 40s. So it looks like you want to be prepared for that, but have a great weekend and happy Easter as well. And Denise, you know, there is so much going on, especially with what's happening in the war with Ukraine. It looks like, I think, was it a Polish official who said,
yes,
be very careful because war could be very soon? What do you make of that?
He says this is real, and he's been saying it all week long. Interestingly enough, there was a drone, a weaponized Russian drone. Maybe it went off course, maybe it didn't, but it was actually found on a farm in Poland, and it exploded when it landed. So,
Yeah.
I mean, these are the kinds of things that make things go sideways.
Well, indeed. Now, obviously, you know, with NATO, you know, it's hard to tell, you know, and you mentioned earlier in the week, too, which is why the weekend edition is always so great, because we can kind of look back and see how things progressed throughout the last week, especially in situations like this. But you made a great statement where you said, you know, it's time to have all these European officials, basically, they need to have Article 5 on their desks and refamiliarize themselves with exactly what's in it and how it works, because there could be a mishap that would lead to some very dire straits.
I follow several channels on Telegram. Is it Telegram? Is it Signal? One of them. Mm-hmm. that reports things that are happening. And, you know, the drone that I just spoke of is something that just happened yesterday. So it's not the first incident by a long shot. And these are the things that have the Baltic states very concerned, and they should. So you can just about imagine the conversations that these leaders in Moldova and Latvia and Georgia and whatnot are all having and should be having. The other thing, too, is you got to wonder what the advisors, because we've got all kinds of military in Eastern Europe. So what is it that they're reporting? I'm seeing things that, you know, that are clearly not what they're seeing. They're seeing much more than I am. But what are they saying? So what gets into briefings? You know, what really happens here? What is the war planning look like? So I'm really concerned here that timing is everything. I think that there could be some real troubles here, and I'm concerned that Putin is looking at the timing, especially with elections and campaigns and, you know, all these other kinds of things. I'm a little nervous on what he is plotting. So,
well, indeed. Well, one of the things about being president of the United States and here in this election season is you have to be able to do so many different things all at the same time. And obviously, I think there's a lot of question about whether Joe Biden can process a lot all at the same time. But nevertheless, you know, it's in our best interest to help prevent a larger war. What kind of engagement or lack of engagement do you think is happening vis-a-vis the Ukraine situation, Europe now as a whole here? Or is the Biden administration and Biden campaign just fixated on Trump's trying to steal our democracy, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Trump's the big, he's the big threat.
God. It's really, he's not making the decisions. He may get briefings, but he's got 19 other people sitting in the room here. So, you know, he's getting briefings. So what in these briefings are these other people, the national security team, what are they saying to him? I think that is, and what decisions are they making? That's the part that I think is really scary.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, to some degree, you know, Vladimir Putin has become like a cliche, just like a character that can be used by the Democrats. Well, you know, Putin this and Putin that and Putin, Putin, Putin. But are they talking about, you know, actually dealing with this kind of stuff? Are they capable of it? Or are they're just using Putin as like a cartoon character to further their own, you know, political narrative?
I know we hear Putin a lot and Russia, Russia, Russia a lot. But I will tell you that when there's reference made, the wrong references are made. I mean, the KGB tactics and what Putin is doing is they're very real and they're very dangerous. I was actually thinking yesterday that this cat, he's a paranoid leader. He concocts things and he thinks that the world is out to get him, so he's going on the offensive. You know, somebody go tell the Russian citizens, you're being led down this path, and your country is going broke, or broker, for a guy that is concocting conditions here that are not even real, and he's paranoid. You know, that's a bad place to be.
Well, right, because, you know, and
I mean, look at all the threats that he's put out.
Oh, yeah. It used to be unthinkable to talk about having a nuclear war. You know, that would have been, you know, so far over the edge. Mm-hmm. You know, because especially, you know, throughout the 80s, the Reagan era and so forth, this whole thing was, you know, this, you know, there are movies about it and this kind of thing that, you know, this was completely unthinkable. Even to, you know, and I know Reagan made the funny comment about the bombing of Russia, but generally speaking, you weren't supposed to sort of talk about this stuff. But now it's like every other day, some Russian commentator or whatever is saying, oh, yes, well, we could do this and it'll all work.
Russia, does have some military capabilities. I mean, I won't discount that. But on the other hand, remember that big, huge line, that convoy of tanks that we were so worried about, Russian tanks that looked like they were, I mean, there were a huge column of them, 40 or 50 of them, and we were wondering what that was going to happen. That was like last year or year before last.
Yeah,
remember
exactly.
That?
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of like whatever happened to them. Well, I'll tell you what happened to them. They all were using old Chinese tires. They all collapsed. And they run out of gas.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not training their forces. They're giving them 2 days' worth of training, you know, a week's worth of MREs and say, hey, go fight.
Yeah, exactly. That's very, very telling. Well, tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour, everybody. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is going to be back with us. We'll take your telephone calls, too, 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery of the missing construction workers presumed dead is still the top priority at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
We need to continue to focus on recovery because we have to bring a sense of closure to these families.
Speaking on Friday, Moore said the situation remains complex as crews work to clear the harbor to eventually get it back open. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing towards the Fed's 2% target goal. Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. Beware of fake eclipse glasses, experts warn. The American Astronomical Society advises using approved glasses on April 8th, ensuring they're designed to block nearly all visible light. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We continue to race through the weekend edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be back with you here. And we have a lot more to go. And we hope that you're having a great weekend out there, wherever you are. Happy Easter as well, by the way. And we've got the telephone lines lighting up already, but we've also got, of course, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And and once again, Denise, you know, what we are watching happening in Europe should be very concerning. And it just seems to me that the administration just doesn't know how to handle it. Or is this really, you know, do they kind of want things to kind of get a little bit more out of control?
There's no way for me to know. We've got people that are making national security decisions that don't have the resumes that qualify them to make these national security decisions.
Indeed. Indeed. And it's almost like, you know, because I remember when the campaign was going on back in 2020, and they based a lot of this on the notion that the adults would come back in the room because Trump
right.
doesn't know how to do things. And yet it's we've seen, it just feels very scary. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, when we have a crisis, like we have somewhat of a crisis here in the Port of Baltimore, don't think our enemies are not exploiting that crisis. And they get their trolls and they start getting on social media and they start plotting all of these nefarious things. It was the CIA at work, or, you know, this was a cyber attack, or, you know, there are explosives that were already on that bridge to blow it up. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And so,
yeah.
But I'll tell you an interesting factoid. I've been getting all kinds of messages here in the last couple of days. I don't care about the bridge. I have right now at all. All I want is for the ship and the remnants of this bridge to be cleared. Just do everything you need to do to open that channel. And what I said on your show was bring in the barges and bring in the cranes. Well, interestingly enough, we have barges there now, and we have a crane, or a couple of cranes, more on the way. But let me tell you something about the crane that just showed up.
Okay.
It is the largest crane that the United States has. Where it was stored, I don't know. But this crane was used back in 1974.
Oh, wow.
It was built by the CIA. Now, why would the CIA build a crane? Well, turns out in the Pacific, there was a sunken, dead Russian submarine. And we found out about it. We knew about it. And we decided that we were going to go get it. The CIA wanted to go get it to harvest what we could out of that crane. I mean, out of that submarine, to learn what we needed to learn. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
We, the CIA, had this crane built. They went out into the Pacific, and they successfully, ladies and gentlemen, got the submarine. This was known as Project Azorian. So, for your listeners that want to go look up a little bit of history, go check out Project Azorian. So,
wow, that is really something.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I was explaining this to my kids yesterday, and of course they're just asking me, this set off a whole other set of questions.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, after we harvested what we wanted to out of that sub, we resunk it. And I said, well, why would we resunk? Well, we didn't need any more. Plus, remember, as I said, whatever Russia was doing at the time, and certainly are doing it today, they don't have the highest quality of stuff or people.
That's really true. Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. It's a lot of it's always sort of been inferior to American military. That's for sure. But I tell you,
that crane is not big enough actually to do what it needs to do. So we have to use the crane to cut up pieces of that bridge first.
But I agree with you. The time is of the essence. You know, over 100,000 workers, right, that are wondering, you know, what's going to happen next. They need to do their jobs.
Longshoremen can move them to other ports. They're going to have to take the traffic.
Mm-hmm. Well, something, yeah, exactly. They've got to be able to keep going no matter what. Well, let's head over to line one. We've got Mary in St. Pete this morning. She's got a question for you. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Yes. You know, one of the first things I did with COVID was read the COVID-19, The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab. And if you haven't read that book, you're missing what these people in Davos want to do with the world, and including killing 7 billion people that live here. And I believe that. He put the book out. And tells you exactly what they want to do. So if you can connect the Great Reset with the Biden administration And that means everyone who thinks like that and who is behind this, quote, Biden, Joe Biden is maybe not Joe Biden, but just a whole group of people connected with the Great Reset people, and ask people if you want to vote for eating bugs, because that's what it is. Do you want to be a slave with a digital currency? I don't think people, it's in the book. With this Harari person who doesn't believe in human beings, even though he's one himself. That's just what I think when I read the book. Then they tell you what they want to do. But I did have a question for Denise.
Sure.
If you haven't seen how the left ruins everything, I don't do social media at all. I've seen people go absolutely berserk with social media, created by DARPA, by the way, the government. What is the origin of Facebook? And look that up as well. But I try to go to even a TV station that is presenting 30-year-old shows has been invaded by the left with the station News Nation. If you haven't seen Cuomo on there lately, he looks like a totally different person. The Cuomo who used to be on CNN, ranting and raving all the time on the TV.
Not so much now anymore.
Now he's on News Nation and looks like a completely different person.
Yes.
It's absolutely nauseating. Yeah. I was wondering if she had seen that.
Okay,
thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mary. Great call. Take care. Mary and St. Pete.
He's gotten a little more sane.
Yeah.
He is a completely different person. You kind of have to wonder what's going on there. But I'm glad she actually brought up the Great Reset and that kind of thing. And I'll tell you, I asked a friend of mine who still maintains a Q security clearance, which is the top security clearance you can get from the Department of Energy. I asked him to write an article because he's got better bona fides than I do on our not only supply chain but our stockpiles. Because we are not ready for the next disaster. And the stockpiles are not just medical stockpiles, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just about beds and medicines and vaccines and ventilators and all those other kinds of things, which I would argue that FEMA has probably scooped up anyway and sent them to all these cities for these illegals, you know, these sanctuary cities.
Right.
But the other things that are stockpiled is, remember, it's oil and gas. Remember how low that is. That's really the scandal here, that our federal government under Biden has done nothing to deal with these stockpiles, much less the training for the next disaster, I would argue. We're too busy still doing DEI training and, you know, all that other kind of nonsense.
That's right. Yeah, to make it socially correct or something. We do have another caller hanging on, but we're going to start to run out of time. Denise, can you stay for the first part of the next segment to answer the caller's question? Sounds good. So, Anthony, we got Anthony who's hanging on the line. Anthony, if you can hold on, we're going to keep you over the break, and then Denise can answer your question at the top of the next segment. And then we'll be off and running from there. But thank you so much, Denise. I appreciate you sticking around
because we
always try to get to our callers' questions. And so, folks, stay right there because we are going to come right back here on the weekend edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. We're going to get a little bonus here with Denise sticking with us for another few minutes. And that's very, very, very cool of her to do. 949-822-7959. Stay right there because we are coming right back. It is the weekend edition, and we are having fun.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, the weekend edition continues. And we're having a great time this morning, by the way. We have a lot more to talk about. We're heading into the final segment of the program, though, this morning. And it has really just flown by. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we're glad to be with you. We've got Denise Simon. Denise has been so kind. She is hanging over here into this top part of this final segment of the program this morning because we had a caller who has been patiently waiting for us, Denise. And so once again, thank you for sticking around.
No problem.
All right. Well, let's go over to Anthony in Tampa. We got him has been also patiently waiting on the line. Good morning, Anthony. You're on with Denise Simon.
No worry about the wait. I enjoyed the conversations and all the information. Let me go on to say that I enjoy the comedic incidents that occur in the movie, and this is the original 1970 version of the Out-of-Towners with Jack Lemmon. These innocent Cleveland individuals who travel to New York and are befallen by all sorts of mishaps. And you know, but in all seriousness, I would say New York City is pretty much rotting within, yes. Because, you know, it started off with elderly Asians and elderly Jewish individuals getting accosted and attacked. Then it was police officers getting shot and killed indiscriminately. It doesn't matter what ethnic group you're in, you're a target for the BLM. The BLM put out a call to those who betrayed their particular race, and that means that police officers who are black, Hispanics, Asians, it doesn't matter. If you're wearing a uniform, you're a traitor to the BLM movement. And again, the people being pushed into subway railings. Now you've had incidents where women, white women, getting body slammed and paralyzed for the sake of the accoster getting money. And now you have this incident with women, and I thought it was primarily just white women, but it seems like other ethnic groups are getting the brunt of this attack. And it's going to be a copycat syndrome here, because it's no stopping it. Once it's out there, you're going to have copycats doing the same thing. Okay, so my question to you, Denise, is, and this is, and I've mentioned this to Jay Sekulow also, because he's from a Russian Jewish ethnicity. Mm-hmm. His family is. Are the left leaning Jewish, are they going to come full circle and realize what they're against? Because they can hide their heads in the sand and say, well, as long as we align ourselves in favor of the Palestinian radicals that are in this country, that they're going to let them pass. My understanding is, because of history and the way the religious faction is and their beliefs, it's not going to slide. They're not going to slide. They're not going to go by that. Jews are targets for extermination. It's just simple as that. It's in the Quran. And they're going to, and the radicals, even the moderates, are going to have to heed. If they're really devoted to Islam, they're going to have to heed to that. Either that, or they're going to have to abandon the religion.
I understand where you're going, and yeah. I actually agree with you.
What's your view on that? And I'd appreciate your comments. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Anthony. Great call. We sure appreciate it.
There's a distinction. My son and I had this discussion, I don't know, a year or so ago now. But you've got Israelis, and then you've got American Jews, and they're very different. And I think a lot of this comes down to some of these rabbis. I keep saying that Israel is not telling the kind of story that they need to be telling.
Indeed.
And I think that, you know, the Israelis, they get it. But the Jews here in the United States, they need to be retaught some things. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of Orthodox Jews or Hasidic Jews. I mean, there are in New York. There are some in Atlanta. But, you know, those in the rest of the country, they're not paying the kind of attention that they need to be paying. And I put that on some of these Jewish organizations like the Anti-Defamation League and so forth. Israel needs to do some of its own reteaching.
Indeed, yeah, they've got to really, because they're so far removed from what's happening daily in Israel, and some people get it, but yeah, it's kind of far removed. But I appreciate you sticking around, Denise, so very much. Thanks for taking Anthony's call with us here this morning. But I hope that you have a really happy Easter as well.
You too.
See you back on Monday morning. Take care.
All right. Be well.
Thank you, too. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, of course. So go check it out. She's got a lot of great articles, a lot of great material over there that you want to definitely check out. And I appreciate Anthony hanging over the break as well. And folks, again, it's the weekend edition. It's going by so super fast, I can't even tell you. But that's one of the great things about this particular program is that if you are working overnight, you're working whatever it is that you're doing, hopefully we make it go by just a little bit more quickly for you as you do your job or what have you throughout the overnight hours in America. We do have another telephone call coming in as well. We've got Eric in Tennessee this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Sad to see Denise go real quick. I was kind of maybe dovetailing on what she was talking about. And
that's fine.
She was talking about a lack of supply chain issues. There is a rare earth mineral that is required. I cannot remember the name for the life of me. Just when she's mentioned it, I can remember the name. A rare earth mineral that was only mined in the United States up, I think it was in Michigan, that is required for the production of regular small arms ammunition. And our supply has been coming from the Russian Federation since the late 90s and is scheduled to run out in 2025 for the production of small arms ammunition for the military. So that's one thing that, you know, down to the actual personal, you know, small arms, you know, M4s, pistols, you know, 6 hour, whatever, the 40 calibers, the, you know, 45s, et cetera, that is running out. We don't have any more. We don't have it. We haven't secured that yet.
Mm-hmm.
She is talking about the Russian submarine from this 50 years ago. That's a fascinating story with the crane. I think people should also realize that the titanium used to build America's first high-altitude, high-speed spy plane, such as the SR-71, was purchased by a CIA cutout company from a KGB cutout company in Russia in the late 50s, early 60s. That's, people can look that up. So I don't think it's, you know, I don't think that it's as adversarial as, or excuse me, as I say, they're adversaries, but I don't think it's as distant an adversarial relationship in the past as people led on to believe. And number two, she was talking about the lack of supply and the hollowing out of our military. I'm arguing that it is a Western, I should say, a program to hollow out the memories of the powerful Western nations. If people look into Germany, of all countries, mm-hmm. their military is almost non-existent now because of these great reset policies, if you will, because of the World Economic Forum policies. They're having hard times even getting uniforms and boots for their people. I don't want to say hard times, excuse me, a managed difficulty in getting, you know, acquiring proper gear. Germany is and was the powerhouse, military powerhouse of Europe. I feel, in my opinion, that mm-hmm. this is a staged, managed decline of Western hegemony, if you will, and that it is purposefully being done for the ascension of China and the BRICS nations. It's time for, you know, mm-hmm. look into equity. Oh, it's time for their fair share and, you know, their turn. Anyway, that's my two cents.
Yeah,
I mean,
cool.
There's more going on than what meets the eye, but I appreciate you taking my call, Kyle, and have a good day, man.
Hey, you too. Thank you, Eric. Take care. We'll talk again soon. Eric in Tennessee, everybody. Always great to hear from him. And I'll tell you what, folks, as I said, this just goes by so very, very quickly, and that's kind of cool in and of itself. But number one, I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter out there as we go through this Easter week. And, of course, we're going to have some pretty inclement weather here in my part of the country, but especially wherever you are, I hope that you've got some great weather. You can enjoy the weekend as well. And, folks, once again, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for all the great messages. Thanks for all the great calls this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being there. Thanks for your support and for your kind words. You know, it really does mean the world. And so once again, we're going to see you bright and early on Monday morning. KyleWarrenShow.com is the home website. Once again, happy Easter, everybody. We're going to see you back here on Monday. Take care out there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights.
Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.